Third hour, Darren, Donnick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5, the game on this Tuesday afternoon. We said we would kick off the hour with Jim Wyatt. He's on the line with us, TitansOnline.com. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Hope you're doing well.
Can you imagine if the NFL season was underway? I wonder what we'd be talking about. It's the only sport, the ones that are going on, that they're being affected right now with all this new news. The NFL really isn't, because, of course, they're not in their playing season. I wonder what we would be talking about if it was the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for NFL, keeping it there, I hope things get cleared up, and not only for people who cover sports teams and follow teams and try to live their lives, so hopefully things will be under control, whereby by the time training camps kick off, that that this virus will be under control. As I see it spread and see cancellations, I saw the Ivy League tournament canceled today. I know about all the locker room access, which has been cut out for leagues. It's hard to imagine it's at that point, and I've got a couple of events I'm scheduled to go to, the owners' meetings at the end of this month, and then the draft in April. I usually cover that, and certainly some questions about what's going to happen with so much unknown out there. And hopefully by the time the season starts, things will be under control. Hopefully the summer will do some good in killing this virus.
Yeah, I mean, just think about that. I mean, we're not too far removed. We know where the draft was last year, and the 450,000 people that were in our city. And you do wonder what would have happened if we were sitting here this time last year and this was going on. Man, it's a scary thought.
I think it would have impacted maybe attendance. Obviously, people here, I think, would have gone. But people that have traveled here, from across the country and from all over the world, I think with some of the limitations and some of the concerns that are out there, I think it would have been a different experience. And I know I've heard so much talk about what the Vegas draft experience will be like. I can't help but wonder if things are going to change there. There's just so much unknown. Just like with the league year and the CBA that's coming up, you look around the league, from events because of the coronavirus to uncertainty about what things are going to look like for contracts with the collective bargaining agreement not settled yet. There's the NFL certainly is faced with a heck of a lot of uncertainty right now.
We know that our area was affected a week ago, and I know the Titans were out there. Amy Adams Strunk, nice gesture of obviously donating $1 million. The Mike Vrabel, John Robinson, players out in the community. You were out there. What did you see?
Well, as somebody who grew up in Nashville, a Nashville native, it's tough to see the city take us such a hit like it did. I've been out to North Nashville several times, and just to see the devastation there has been unreal. It's really sad that so many people are dealing with loss of homes, and people lost lives with this storm, and it's going to be a long time before things return to normal, and for some people it never will return to the way it used to be. But it has been inspiring to see so many people out wanting to help. I was out there for a team event on Friday, and that was – I know anytime you have stuff like that happen, I think people are very appreciative and they applaud the team for doing it. Then you've got another group that says, well, it's a publicity stunt, and then that's not what it was at all. There were people who were chomping at the bit to get out there and help, and I was back out there on Sunday because Buck Rising, who's a friend of mine, lives in North Nashville, and so I was wanting to lend – some support for him, and there were several other players out there, a whole bunch of people from the organization that went out there quietly to do work again Sunday, and it's because people want to help. It's not just the Titans, it's people from all over Nashville. The amount of water and the amount of manpower that has showed up out there, and the people that are bringing clothes and food and people helping each other, people that live in the community that are cooking for people that are out there either working or who certainly remain without electricity and are just trying to make it day to day. It's inspiring to see so many people just flood the city to help. I mean, you know, we've had to set up parking over at Nissan Stadium to let shuttles run to get people to and from the areas just because they're so congested with people who are showing up out there trying to lend a hand. So, you know, I think that will continue. It will need to continue. I mean, this is not just a week long deal that's and things are at least good. I mean, they're going to need help for weeks and months to come. But the progress that's been made has been remarkable, and that's because so many people have shown up to try to lend a hand.
The PA's vote has been moved again, and so where do you think this is going? Are they going to find resolution? Is the new CBA? How do you think this is going to play out?
I don't know. I mean, it would just be me speculating. I don't know what some of this means about why there have been delays. And I saw a story this morning that several of the players some people who we've seen, whether it's J.J. Watt or maybe Rodgers, I forgot who maybe the third person was. All these people are people that are in a position of authority who maybe didn't even show up for a meeting that was scheduled, which leads me to speculate other things. Trying to read the tea leaves on what happened is just hard to decide. I'm just hopeful that things do get resolved and a CBA will be in place for an extended period of time, and you won't have to worry about things moving forward, because I think there are so many benefits from it. From, you know, I think the 17th game is exciting. I think the extra playoff team is exciting. I think adding a couple players to the 53-man roster, making it 55, is exciting. Increasing the practice squad number, like the sound of that, the roster, the increase in salary, I think is good. But I know there's concerns on the other side as well. I don't know how it's resolved, but I hope it's resolved where it passes and it can kind of move on to business as usual.
Talking to Jim Wyatt from TitansOnline.com, and the NFL announced today that the franchise tag deadline has now been moved to Monday at 11:59 a.m. Eastern time, so about 11 o'clock our time, before the legal tampering period opens up. And with all the decisions that John Robinson currently has to make, do you think that makes it a little bit easier on him? Does it affect him at all? It obviously gives them a little more time if he is working behind the scenes to get a deal done with some of these free agents.
Well, I think it helps, obviously. I mean, I think you want to have a vote and want to have some knowledge on what has happened with the CBA before you make decisions on the franchise or transition tags. I mean, I don't know what the team's going to do as far as how many they're going to use, if they're going to use them at all. But, you know, there's obviously an opportunity to tag two people as things stand right now, but that could change as a result of what happens with the vote. I think the last thing you would do is have to put a tag on guy and have to remove it. So it eliminates a possibility of that happening. But I think the good news there is you'll have a little bit more clarity on things on Monday that you wouldn't have had tomorrow on Thursday. I'm sorry, if that would have remained the date. So where things go, I mean, I think certainly John Robinson, and Ben Marino, who handles the cap, and Mike Vrabel, I know they've had conversations every day throughout this whole process and have an idea of which way they're wanting to go on a lot of these, and other ones you just don't know. But I think, obviously, giving a little bit more time helps.
You've covered this team, obviously, for a long time. You know John Robinson. You've worked with him. Given the success that the Titans had last year going to the AFC Championship game, on top of all of the free agents, the contracts that are expiring, and what this team needs to do, would you say that this is the most important offseason that John Robinson has had in his tenure?
I don't know if I'd say that. I mean, obviously it's important, but I think any offseason when you're making a change at head coach, which was the case when they made the big decision going from Mike Mularkey to Mike Vrabel a couple of years ago, I think that probably trumps this one. I think, obviously, you have some big decisions to make on who you want to keep. I feel confident they'll make the right decision on guys that you want to keep the momentum going. But there's no question that things are going to look different next year, because they always do. And just how different really a lot depends on what happens. You know, you can control certain things, but you can't control how much money other teams are going to jump out there and maybe try to pay Logan Ryan or try to pay Jack Conklin or try to pay some of your other unrestricted free agents who will have decisions to make. I mean, obviously, Titans hold some of the cards here because you have some tags available and you have a chance to negotiate with these guys before free agency starts. But it's big, but I wouldn't say it's bigger than the year when you're coming off a playoff win and you decide that you need a change at the top to try to take it to another level, because that's when you're really starting over, and the decision to go from Mularkey to Vrabel and then swap out the whole staff and then try to rebuild a team that fit that staff and what you want to do moving forward. I would say that offseason was more critical than this one, but you just want to sustain it.
Jim, we had Floyd Reese come and sit in with us for a segment yesterday before his show, and one thing that Darren brought up to him was, did when he was the GM, did he talk to agents about the fact that Nashville, that Tennessee doesn't have the state income tax, and how much of a negotiation tactic was that for him as he tried to get deals done? Do you think how important do you think that really is, especially when you're a GM like John Robinson that's going to have to do a lot of negotiations with some important positions, and you have players that have been on your roster that are going to be due for some pay raises?
Well, I definitely think that has something to do with it. I know Adam Humphries, for instance, last year, he got offered more money at other places. But and the deal here, you know, when you look at the numbers, was less. But when you talk about money in the pocket, it was more here just because of that fact. And I think, you know, savvy agents and players realize that. And so that plays a factor. But I think you also what plays a factor – you know, for players now, is you can't just look straight at the money. I mean, you got to consider, you know, what the opportunity's like, where a franchise is going. You know, do I have a chance to go to the Super Bowl with this team? You know, what's the leadership like? I mean, I think you got to consider all that. And I think there's so many things that play in the Titans' favor there when you're looking at free agents now compared to what it might have looked like, you know, 4, 5, 6 years ago when team was sitting at, you know, 3-13 or dealing with a lot of transition. I think if free agents are looking at good landing spots, you know, if you're looking at a team that just can't play in the AFC Championship team, and you're looking at a team that's got a young head coach in Mike Vrabel who has kind of established himself as one of the top up-and-coming coaches, I think obviously a lot to be determined on what this roster is going to look like, but I think a lot of positives that would go into somebody making a decision on top of the fact that the state income tax gives you, the lack of state income tax gives you a chance to make more money in your pocket.
And we all want that. Do you think this team is interested in any other quarterback other than Ryan Tannehill?
You know, I asked that question at some point a couple of weeks ago or maybe a month ago, and usually people will give me a pretty good indication of you know, or I shouldn't say they give me a pretty good indication, but usually I get at least some feel on how things could play out or maybe what could happen. Sometimes they'll be told what's going to happen and you just got to wait until the right time before you can do anything with it. I asked that question someone at some point, you know, several weeks back, and it was very clear to me that I wasn't going to get an answer, and don't ask again. So yeah, I don't know how that one's going to play out. But
was that your answer to me, or was that the answer that was told to you? I didn't know if you were talking to me or
no. That was the answer that was told to me.
I don't know anything, and don't ask again.
No, the answer to me was, you know, I'm not going to tell you, and don't ask again. I understand. I mean, and I think you can look at it a lot of different ways. I think I'm just kind of speaking at the combine here, just the way the GM and the head coach answered questions about Tannehill, and people read into that. I mean, some people read into it that they might be interested in somebody else, but you know, I think you also have got to read into that that you know these are negotiations that are going on, and players, you know, probably asking for a lot of money, and and rightly so when you're coming off a really good year, and if somebody thinks that you have other options. You know, maybe that helps you in negotiation. So it's all a part of the game that's played leading up to free agency. And it's been this way, you know, since I started covering the team in 99, whether it was in the Steve McNair contract negotiation or Eddie George or you know, you name it, Chris Johnson. I mean, it's all a part of the game that you play, and you're not going to get – stray answers at this time just because, you know, you've got to work through some of this. So non-answers sometimes are part of that.
So Floyd never tipped his hand to you? Is that what you're saying?
I will say that Floyd is – I look back at my days of covering Floyd, and I almost feel bad that I harassed him and bothered him so much because he was so good to me. I called him every day. You know, and sometimes multiple times, and he always answered the phone and always got back to me. And I think about, and again, I'm working with the team now, so I'm not chasing agents like I used to and not chasing people. But I've been through some stretches, certainly, with some coaches or GMs who weren't always as prompt about returning calls and sometimes didn't return calls. And Floyd used to take my call every night around 7, 8 o'clock at night, you know, giving me updates on contract negotiations where he wouldn't compromise himself, give me updates on what the guys were restructuring contracts, you know, getting back to me just on anything that I had. Sometimes he wouldn't tell me anything, but he always called me back. And so sometimes I see Floyd, I just tell him how much I appreciate how good he was to me as far as because when you're a reporter and your job is to try to get information and to stay on top of things and try to have peace of mind and to make sure you're not getting beat on stories, at least, you know, Floyd wouldn't leave me drifting in the wind. And I've always appreciated that.
For all of us who know Floyd, that story doesn't surprise us at all.
Yeah, and I'm sure there were times he was didn't want to answer the phone, and I'd call him at his house, and Sally would answer phone and say, well, this is Jim White again, and he can step away from dinner to take my call. So I feel like I'm indebted to Floyd for how good he was to me, always taking my call. And again, he wouldn't always tell me what I was looking to find out, but he at least took my call and was as helpful as he could possibly be.
Hey, yep. Your hounding prepared him to work with Jared, so that's good.
Well, maybe that did help, because he certainly has and it's funny, some of the times he responds to Jerry where he just kind of laughs off stuff. He used to do that with me too.
Yeah,
I'd ask him a question, and he instead of giving an answer, he would just laugh like he couldn't believe I was even asking the question, and that was all I was going to get from him.
Yep, not surprised by that either. Jim, good stuff. Really appreciate you joining us. We'll talk soon.
Okay, y'all have a great day. Thank you.
You too, Jimmy.
That's Jim Wyatt. TitansOnline.com is where you can find his work. And, when he was on the beat, he was maybe the best in the league. I'm not kidding.
He was
really, really good at what he did. And he probably does not miss the days of having to chase coaches and players and GMs and agents and all that stuff, especially this time of year, trying to get the scoop on free agent moves, the draft, all that. All right, we'll come back. More of Darren, Donnick, and Chase next.